ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello and welcome to our Student Support Podcast. Here we speak to tutors, experts and students from around the world. They'll be sharing their advice and experience to help you on your ACCA journey and achieve your exam goals.
Welcome to this ACCA podcast. I'm Isabel Rofe, ACCA's community lead, and today we're turning the tables on our usual host, Paul Kirkwood. The focus is going to be tips on how to get you ready to pass your next ACCA exam. So, hi Paul, welcome to the other side.
It feels incredibly strange. It really, really does feel, it feels somewhat wrong, but I'm sure we'll survive.
I'm excited. So let's start off with your current role at ACCA and maybe tell us what you enjoy most.
Yeah, so my role title is Head of Learner Experience. I've been in this role for coming up to 2 years now. Basically, I try to ensure that that our students get the right resources that they need at the right time in their learning journey to set them up for exam success. And so really, what do you enjoy most? Well, I enjoy it when students succeed, and I have done in all of my education career. That's what I like to do. That's what makes me feel good. So absolutely, student success drives me and makes me happy.
And you mentioned education there. I know that you used to be an ACCA tutor. How long did you do that for?
Goodness me, that was it sounds awful when you look back, but it was over 15 years. And that wasn't all at the same time. So I was in education, then I went into practice, and then came back into teaching for a bit, and then went back into practice. How did I actually get there? I'm not really sure, really. Sometimes, I mean, I wasn't the greatest student in the world, but I was always in awe of some of the tutors at the front of the class who were able to turn, especially the subjects which were either complex or maybe some of them which weren't that interesting. I was always in awe of students who could, in awe of tutors who could make complex subjects easy to understand. Or maybe ones which were less interesting. I think that inspired me to actually become a tutor, and it's why I've done it for so many years.
Yeah, it's a very satisfying role, isn't it? Working in learner experience.
It is, Isabel. Of course, we work together, so you know, and yes. Sharing success is just makes all the work we do and all the effort we put in, it makes it worthwhile.
So let's move on to the focus of today's podcast. So let's think about exam day getting closer. Are there anything specific that you would suggest a student does to get ready for the exam?
Yeah, and I mean, if we think back in time a little bit, you know, really getting ready for the exam day itself. I would often have said, well, you've got to make sure you know where your exam centre is. And, you know, looking back in time, most of the exams were paper-based. Therefore, you had to make sure you had your pen and your spare pen and your pencil and your calculator. You know, things that students should do to get ready for their exam day itself, maybe just making sure they've got all the basics right. And of course, around the world, that still holds true for students who are sitting a paper-based exam in a centre. I suppose we've also got to turn or look forward and look at current times where a lot of our students, everyone who's doing on demand or everybody who's doing applied skills, and more people who are doing strategic professional will be doing CBE exams, so the computer-based exams. But again, you've still got to make sure the basics you're comfortable with. You know, even in the exam environment, are you going to use your own calculator or are you going to use the on-screen one, for example? And I think a lot comes down to practice. So if you were thinking about the way paper exams are taken and we prepare for them, we'd be practicing exam questions on paper. Now in the CBE world, it's vital to be practicing using the environment you're going to take your exam in. And that, of course, means using the ACCA practice platform.
That's interesting. So sticking with the method of exams, of course, many exams are currently being run as remote invigilation. So can you tell us what a student needs to do if they're preparing to sit for an exam remotely?
I mean, it's vital to realize that, you know, when you press start on the exam itself, there's no difference. The exam environment, the computer-based exam environment, is exactly the same whether you're sitting in a center or you're sitting at home. So the moment you press start, you know, the environment is the same. So practice using that computer-based environment, using the ACCA practice platform. However, for those doing remote invigilation, and you will get a lot of communication from ACCA, and there is a dedicated section on the website for you to look at, which tells you the importance of doing the system tests in advance, to also think about the location you're going to do the exam. And yes, again, there's guidance from ACCA on the website, and you'll get it through email support as well. But practice in that environment. I love the idea of being able to practice using the equipment you're going to use on your exam day in the place where you're going to sit your exam. And then it just takes away any of that maybe stress around preparing for the exam day itself. Oh, one final thing. Just make sure, again, you've got a very good, strong internet connection, wired if at all possible. And again, there's another test to do in advance of a remotely invigilated exam.
Great. So practice and familiarize yourself as much as possible.
That sounds sensible to me.
It does. So those are very practical points for getting ready for the exam itself. What can you suggest are good activities for the last few days before the exam?
Yeah, and this is such a big question, because every student will get to those last few days and be at slightly different points in their learning journey. You know, some students will have been preparing for months and have a very detailed plan and will have those final days mapped out. Other students, and I'm going to put myself in this category. As I mentioned earlier, I really honestly think I was a terrible student. I was a bit of a crammer. Maybe not as bad as perhaps I look back now, and I did do a lot of work in the run up to those final few days. But for me, those final few days were crucial, and I certainly made the most of them, practicing exam standard questions, but most importantly, spending time debriefing, looking at what I got right or looking what I got wrong. And I'd say that is so important for students in those final few days, to make every minute of study and count, especially with question practice, is do a proper debrief and a marking exercise. That will probably drive you to do some other things. So it'll probably drive you to recap key areas, look back, build a bit of your technical knowledge up. So it's not all about one thing or the other. There's probably a number of activities. And think back to previous exam sessions. Use your own knowledge. Think about when things went well. Think about when you were able to go in the exam room and things, you were on top of your game. What did you do in those few days before that exam? And maybe try and replicate as much as you can. You know, I've said recap key areas. You know, depend on the subject you're doing. For me, my subjects of expertise were the auditing stream subjects, and I knew that the audit risk would come up in the exam. It was going to come up in the exam, so I made sure I focused some time in the run up to the exam itself on audit risk, because it was such an important part of the syllabus. Similarly with audit reports. I'd spend time making sure that I was comfortable with those big areas of the syllabus. I've talked a lot there about doing stuff, but I think it's also important not to expect too much from yourself. You know, sometimes you put on those rose-tinted glasses and you think, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do 3 mock exams, I'm going to do 14 practice tests, and I'm going to mark them all, and then I'm going to cook tea for the family, then I'm going to do X, and then I'm going to do... And it's just not going to happen. And you set yourself off on the wrong foot. Don't expect too much. put in some time off. You need to be fresh as possible. So yeah, you're going to be working hard, I'm sure, in the run-up to the exams themselves. But, you know, make sure you think of yourself as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really important point you've just made. The lead up to the exams is obviously such a stressful time for all students. So actually, do you have any more well-being tips for them?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And again, everyone's slightly different, aren't they? For me, I was a morning person, so I used to make sure that I tried to get a good night's sleep, so I went to bed early. And I think it's very well understood the importance of sleep. But again, everyone's in a different position. You know, some people will still be working around their exams, for other people that have family responsibilities. But the more you can just spend a little bit of time thinking about your well-being, the better. You know, and I know it sounds easy for me to say it, but just, you know, thinking about what you eat and trying to make sure that your diet is reasonable in the run-up, it does help. It will help. A lot of time at the moment we're spending on screens, obviously, with, I've mentioned the ACC practice platform for students who are doing the computer-based exams. And there's a lot of video support, whether it's from ACC or from the learning providers. You know, I do think there needs to be a bit of screen time break as well. I mean, you know, we can get dragged, and I'm not even talking about the time we spend on social media or just watching TV generally. So making some outside time, maybe getting some fresh air would be good. And most importantly, not feeling guilty when you take time off, because taking that time off will make your study better as well.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I think not feeling guilty, it's hard sometimes, but it's a very important part of any study plan, I think, taking just some breaks and time for you. Would you encourage students as well to reach out to others for support?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, this is interesting as well. I was on a webinar about a week ago with another tutor, and we were talking just about this. And I reflected back about, you know, when I was in a classroom and you'd have the students around you and they'd be talking to each other. It is a little bit more difficult, especially in the current climate where a lot of face-to-face learning isn't happening in various places around the world. And I know that there's other means of support. I know students join WhatsApp groups, which are great, which are fantastic. There's a student learning community, which I'd really encourage people to join. So, you know, Google ACCA student learning community and join and log in. And you can ask your fellow students questions, not just about exam-specific technical questions, but about more well-being type questions as well. It's a really nice environment for students to support each other. So definitely thinking about students supporting themselves. Sometimes, you know, we do an awful lot by texting or other types of maybe non-verbal communication. You know, if you have got someone who can talk to, another student, to chat, to mull things over, you know, sometimes there's nothing better than having a chat, Isabel. I don't know about you. I always like, you know, just trying to speak to people. Sometimes I get emailed out at work quite a lot. Do you find the same thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's nothing better than just talking through your experiences with someone who totally gets it and just sharing your experiences and the challenges that you come across. I can't agree more.
Yeah, and I suppose on the other side of that coin, you know, sometimes it's nice to be able to talk to people who don't understand what you're going through. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes you just want to escape from your ACCA exams and just have a chat about something completely different. So your friends and family are really important. And someone made a really good point during the webinar that I mentioned I ran about a week ago, was getting your friends and family to buy in. And making sure that they're aware of what you're doing, especially when there's an end date. You know, the next exam session is within a month. And then there's some time off. But if you can get your friends and family to understand what you're going through, its importance to you, then maybe they can help you find that little bit of extra space or take a little bit of pressure off you to help you in the run-up to the exam itself.
Yeah, that sounds good. So obviously we've just gone through everything that students can do to look after their well-being, but inevitably students will feel nervous in the days and maybe weeks leading up to the exam. Do you have any thoughts on how to manage or cope with nerves? I know this is something I've always struggled with myself as well. So it'd be interesting to see if you've got any good tips.
Ooh, that's interesting. And it is a very tough question. Because, and again, it comes back to the point we've made a few times, isn't it? That everyone is different. And nerves can be good. Nerves can be good because they get the adrenaline pump, and especially in the run-up to the exam itself. But undoubtedly, too much can be negative and can be very disruptive, if not destructive, on your preparation. And I know, you know, the people can really struggle to perform when those nerves, you know, get the better of them, for want of a better phrase. I do find it difficult to advise in this area because, you know, I was a bit strange. You know, I said I wasn't a great student, but I used to like the exam feeling. You know, that I used to like that adrenaline, used to get the buzz out of it. But I suppose some key themes are trying to keep everything in perspective. You know, as you go into that exam room, you know, I didn't pass all of my exams. I failed a couple of my exams on my route to my qualification. And, you know, my goodness, they hurt. You know, not getting through exams hurts. It hurts in a number of different ways. But, you know, after you get through that initial shock and the pain and the maybe a bit of sorrow, a bit of blame on everybody but yourself, you know, the reality set in that it was an exam. It was, you know, it's something which I can compartmentalize. I'd also like to point out that, you know, everyone suffers from nerves. They do. You know, I was nervous before we started this podcast. You know, it's just those nerves that they appear. It's not something which is unnatural. It's not something which is uncommon. So you know, that recognizing that everyone will be impacted in some way. You've got the simple advice. You know, it's been several times in exams where, you know, maybe open the question paper, look at it, and just think, oh my goodness, I can't answer anything. And then you get that feeling of blind panic. Of what on earth? What? I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. This is going to be a disaster. And I think at that point, you know, just taking that little bit of time out. And I give this advice to students quite a bit that, you know, in an exam, if you get that, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do moment, then taking some time out, just closing your eyes for that 30 seconds, breathing a bit, you know, by taking that few moments, and it'll probably feel like minutes, but the reality is probably 30 seconds. By doing that, you just calm yourself down, get that heart rate down again. The realization that you're there, you can simply do your best. You know, the reality is you've got whatever it is, whether it be 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Take that little bit of time out and then just try and refocus and, okay, I can't do X. Let's see what I can do. Move on. So keeping things compartmentalized, putting things in perspective, yeah, breathing. I think it's strange. Just that those simple ideas could help. But I will say one final thing, and I know I've maybe said a bit too much here, but, you know, for people that really are impacted badly by nerves, then I think maybe trying to seek some more professional support or advice may be the right thing to do. You know, as I said, I'm certainly no expert. What do you think?
I think, like you're saying about breathing, sometimes it seems like the simplest things can become the hardest when you're nervous and panicking. So yeah, just taking some time out to work out coping the mechanisms is always helpful. Like I said, I've struggled with nerves myself, and working on breathing and kind of working on mindfulness outside of the the moment that you're worrying about. You know, all of these things can help you relax. But also, like you say, nerves can be good. And it's just about channeling them and making the most of that.
That's it. Everyone is different, and everyone will probably have their own coping mechanisms, and many of them will probably be very similar for the majority of people.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember not to compare yourself to others, because someone might not look nervous, but inside they'll probably be just as much of a nervous wreck as you are. So sometimes it's hard to, you imagine everyone else is coping perfectly, but you're.
That's a really good point. I mean, you know, I can, you know, looking back to those exam days where you were sat in a hall and everyone's around you, and, you know, every time you look up, everybody else seems to be working away, writing furiously when you're with, I don't know what to do here. I don't know how to answer any of this. And every time you look at it, it looks like everybody else is having the most amazing experience. The reality is they're not. And every exam I've ever come out of, when you start talking to people around you, you know, they will always tell you how they found it challenging. And if you're finding something tough in the exam, it's incredibly likely that so will everybody else around you. And it's just almost that realization that if you're having a challenging exam, so is everybody else. And it's just trying to get through it in the best possible way to do your best.
So let's just move on to the last question. On the exam day itself, so we've just talked about, you know, what it can be like, but in the run up, in the last few hours, minutes before the exam, are there any final tips for what students should do?
Oh, goodness me. I honestly think everybody should reflect and think back on exams that have gone well. What did you do? And are there things that you can replicate which got you through? So why I say that is, as I used to get to exam halls, I would look around and there would be people doing a multitude of things. There would be people, and this will show you how long ago this was, there was people with personal cassette recorders. Now, Isabel, I'm sure you don't even know what a cassette recorder is. A Sony Walkman, I think, was a popular one at the time. There would be people who were listening to music, undoubtedly. There were probably people listening to recordings of themselves talking through the topics that were going to be examined. There was people sitting down going through notes. There was people walking around nervously. There was people eating. There was people drinking water. You know, just everybody was doing something. For me, in those moments before the exam, you know, I never wanted to look through my notes. I didn't want to almost cloud my judgment. It's just strange. I was speaking to one of my colleagues, James, on one of the earlier podcasts. We both found out we did a similar thing before we left the house. We both listened to a music song. So both of us just weirdly had this song. I think James calmed them down. Me got me into a bit of a frenzy to get ready for the exam. So it might be music. It might be, you know, you work out what works for you in those final moments of the exam. But I think we mentioned it right at the start. The last thing you want to be doing is worrying about where the exam is, how it's going to be examined. So it's making sure you do all the basic things first, and then your exam day, you just get through it.
Thank you so much, Paul. Before you go, I know that you always include a last question to get to know a little bit more about your guests. So now it's your turn. So let's see. If you could have dinner with just one person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Right. I knew I'd get caught out with this. You know what? I'm not going to say a specific person. I'm going to be controversial because it's really been my podcast series, so I think I can. I'm going to say I'd love to have dinner with someone who's been into space. I'm fascinated with space, and I don't really care who it is, but I'd just like to have dinner and just chat with them. I'd love to know what it's like to go up in that, in the rocket. I'd like to know what it feels like, what's going through their minds, and then just the idea of weightlessness, and then what happens when you start to come back down to earth. You know, I just like to chat to someone who knows what it's like. I doubt, very unlikely, I'll get there myself. So I think next best would be to have dinner with someone who's been there.
Oh, that's a really good answer.
Well, I've had now the practice listening of your to dinner. Other people. Well, you can come too, Isabel.
Oh, of course thanks, you can. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This has been fun.
Yes, it has. It has. I feel like I've survived, and I now feel like, you know, the pressure I put other people through. So hopefully it'll make me better when I do some more of these in the future as well. But thank you for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
You can listen to more ACCA podcasts covering exams, recruitment advice, and becoming an ACCA professional, and much, much more wherever you found this podcast.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.